At this point, we'd like to talk with Junior Kelly a little bit. First of all, Junior Kelly, I'd like to give you a congratulations. Because up in Santa Fe, New Mexico, that's where we're hailing from, about 60 miles north of here, we have a little radio show called Reggae Run-Ins, and we definitely voted you as the upcoming artist of the year 2000. Yes, unanimous. So it's a blessing to have you here in the studio tonight.
Yes, sir.
You want to give us a little background information about yourself? Where did you grow up in Jamaica? Did you grow up in Kingston or did you grow up in the countryside?
We grew up in Kingston.
True.
Yeah, my father is originally from Manchester, that's in the country.
True.
Then I born and raised in Kingston, you know?
True.
Back and forth from Manchester to Kingston, you know?
Yeah.
But what can I say about Junior Kelly? I'm nothing more, nothing less than a Rasta man here to do a specific job. Just like the person who sweeps the street, just like the carpenter, just like the mason, just like the rocket scientist. This is my work, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I try to do it to the best of my ability. You know, trying to stay focused is a hard road, you know. Been doing it for 18 years and it's just since we're there, my talent really get to see the light of day. You know, but right now, you know, we don't want animosity. You know, we don't have no bone to pick with nobody except the devil, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, just more love and more blessings. It's good to be amongst a team that is a seasoned veteran in the business. Luciana, Mikey General,
yes,
been doing it for over 7 years, you know? And my like Dean Fraser, veteran in the business.
Yeah.
And the Firehouse Band, which is like family, because, you know, this tour is a blessing in disguise. So it's good to be here right now in Albuquerque. Right now on the tour, I and I last track our dates and days. Now we just move from, you know, town to town, you know, state to state, spreading the message.
True.
We just said we spread. So, you know, Junior Kelly is nothing more, nothing less than a Rasta man, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, this song here, we got the rhythm playing in the background. If Love's So Nice. That one, you know, touched a lot of people when you can just even the opening lyrics. You want to tell us a little bit about that one? Because a lot of people have been moved by that one.
Well, first and foremost, before we even go into how that came about, you know, you see, all of my songs, they are my brainchild. I gave birth to each and every one of them. And I don't treat none better than I treat the other. Just like a man, we have him house full of kids. You know, you spread the love right across the board. That's the same thing with my songs. I didn't know that Love So Nice would be the one.
True.
You know, I know that I may have it in me and I know that me'd make it someday or the other, but I didn't know when or which one of the songs. It just so happened that it's Love So Nice.
True.
And I want to tell you the funniest thing about Love So Nice. I've been beating on the cultural door for a long time, and you know, well, if a door been slammed shut for me, well, if a box been turned, you know, some people turn a blind eye, you know, some people on them ears, you know, but I tricked the musical industry, the reggae musical industry, and put out a love song. And when we have them listening now, then, you know, me give them what them really need, you know. Well, Love So Nice is a real written song, if I may say so myself, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, man, it was written in the United States too, you know.
Uh-huh.
It was written here, you know, over. I was in an apartment building and the adjacent apartment to mine.
Oh, yeah?
You know, over here, a conversation between male and a female discussing about love issue, and she called the police and the man have him kicked out of my own apartment. And at the same time, the Bob Marley Stir It Up was playing in the background.
Uh-huh.
And the original cut of the Bob Marley Stir It Up, there is around 20 second worth of dub section in the mix.
Yeah.
And it that just playing in the background and hearing the bridging outside, you know, complaining to the police officer and complaining to his wife, you know, say this is the thanks him get for treating her good, and you know it just fall into place.
Yeah.
Reality,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. The subject is love, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. What a tune. Big up. I mean, that tune is just that is amazing. It was recorded in 1999 already.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
then get a little bit of airplay in the spring of 1999.
Yeah.
But then you run into a financial thing as you want to release it yourself. Is that correct?
The thing is about the financial thing. It's when you're a small fry, so to speak, in the music industry, trying to do it yourself because you don't want nobody turn into something that you're not supposed to be.
Exactly.
You know, you have to use, you know, school fee money, baby feed money, you know, those normal things to get me by. In the household, we used to have to cut back and subsidize and budget down and scale down to come up with the finances to put that song on the road.
True.
You know, I never wanted to go to the bank becoming on a collateral.
True.
If you get any loan from the bank, so I had to do it myself, you
right.
know. So, you know, me, it's a little financial snag and, you know.
But I think, let me just interrupt you for a second. I think the fact that it was cut in 99 and released in 2000 and still gets so big is the tune is just eternal. I mean, it's massive. No matter which year you release it in, if you had released this year, I think this tune, this year, it would have gone to number one in the year 2001.
Yeah, it's timeless. I think it's timeless, you know.
Reality tune.
Okay, why don't we play the If Love's So Nice track, touch it for just a second, and then see if Junior Kelly wants to touch the mic and lick a rhythm track as well. All right.